This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a radio program that talks to the largest audience of any other radio program on the Northern Plains. We're not bragging. We're saying we love you for doing what you do and tuning in and listening in ginormous numbers and also calling us at 701-258-0550. What's 550 doing in the phone number, Todd? I don't really understand. 258-0550, and if you look at the radio, it says 550. What would... I think that means...
Yeah, there's a cord.
There's a link.
Yes.
There's a link there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the places you listen to this
correspondence coordination there. I'm trying to figure out what word I was coming up with, and I failed.
The largest radio audience of all... What now? Do we... How many affiliates do we have, Todd? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. WDAY... 970, 93.1 FM. We've got AM 1100, the flag, 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley.
Yeah, and I dare say a little FM for that one there.
It's very soon. Very soon. So we'll be giving.
I saw you guys have the permit thing going and all that, and I thought, well, that's got to be coming up there. It's like,
been working on that for a while, and it'll be a nice signal, just like 93.1.
So would that be like another affiliate then? Are we be up to what, 6, 7?
Good point, Todd. You work on that because I think we can fairly say
K-Fires too, because there's 99.7. So
right, which I fail to mention sometimes, mainly because our audience is literally South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, part of Montana. We get calls from Wyoming, and those two signals are just for the Bismarck Mandan Metro and the Fargo Moorhead Metro. But nonetheless. The thing about that is some smart person told me one time that FM listeners never, that's what they said, and they were an expert. They were a consultant with a different zip code, so they must have been an expert. Did you know this? They never switch the dial. They don't ever leave the FM dial. So if they stumble on Todd the Radio God, they go, what's this? And then they listen. So that's why we have FMs, too.
And that's why I'm here, to make people smile.
And, you know, this band, 550... 1100, 1090, 1460, 970, and the FMs too, that you're listening to. Well, not so much the FMs, but the AMs were a great wasteland of nothing on the radio until Rush Limbaugh came along in 1988. And he changed our world. We pray for him every day because he is, America's anchor man. You can't trust the anchor man on TV anymore. I can't find one. Maybe OAN and maybe, Newsmax and a few, but not many. So that's why we do what we do, and it's just a long way of saying thank you. So call 701-258-0550. Todd, what number can folks text you at?
701-226-8503.
And mine is 701-367-2054. Email studio at what's on your mind radio. All one giant word, studio at what's on your mind radio.com. We are on the mall. Actually, I'm on the mall, but I'm on the mall closer to the Capitol. Kevin Flynn and Alex Taylor are going to be giving us reports from the mall where President Trump will speak in, local time. It's about an hour. About an hour he's scheduled to speak. His son, Eric Trump, is speaking right now. Todd back home has the feed of that from the various news channels. When we see a Trump, we'll go to it. I don't know, Mike Lindell, because he's a fine sponsor of this program, and the good folks at MyPillow are a sponsor of this program. They make the show go, just like all of our sponsors, and we appreciate them. So if you see Mike Lindell up there, Todd, we'll dip into that. And also, of course, there's that guy named Donald, what's his last name? Not Junior, now I'm talking about Senior, Donald Trump, the 45th President of the United States, who if we have a brain in our head, if our conscience is informed, if we are interested in real truth, absolute truth.
I never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Look it up. I'm talking about absolute truth. If what I hear from North Dakotans by phone, I got a text last night at 12:10 a.m. I was looking at that this morning. And he said, forward this to Holden Kramer and Kelly Armstrong. And I did. I sent it to him. But my point
is
this.
Hour?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to trust me on this one thing.
That might be why Armstrong doesn't want to come on the show. You quit texting me at midnight for crying out loud.
Well, I would say, Kelly, turn your notifications off like I do. Otherwise, you'd be up all night. And maybe that is why. Maybe I pestered them too much. I haven't meant to. Kelly Armstrong's clearly upset with us, and I don't know why, because all I've done is ask him to come on the show. He has for every time we've asked since he's been a member of Congress, every time since he was a candidate, every time we would ask, they'd say yes, and it was just a matter of schedules meshing, and that always happened within, at the most, 48 hours. And this time, texting, calling, voicemail messages. Chris went through it yesterday, our producer, Chris Larson. I told him after today, we know the answer, so don't even ask. Sort of like we had to do with Heidi Heitkamp. So, I don't know. Maybe you can find out, folks. Maybe you can call Kelly's office. I've been accused of whipping up you, the audience. That's what they say about me. I'm whipping you up. And that's why you're mad. First of all, I don't whip people up. I don't get up every day and say, I'm going to go whip them up. Some talk show hosts do. They do. It's just never been my act. Because I can't act. I'm a terrible actor.
Well, I mean,
when I say on the radio,
if the facts whip a person up, then that's the facts. That's not, you don't get to take blame or credit for that at that point.
Well, would you tell Kelly that for me?
I'll be happy to.
That's what I understand he's saying. That
I'm whipping people up. Thanks for his number. I'll call him up. Kelly, you're wrong.
I'd also suggest that Kelly Armstrong do what Kevin Kramer did yesterday. The constituents of North Dakota are every bit as mad at Kevin Kramer and John Hovind as they are Kelly Armstrong. Kelly got the brunt of this because he came out earlier with a no vote. But Kevin yesterday did something I could say that I've covered politics in South Dakota since the early 80s, North Dakota since 84 or 5, really seriously 86. First ever talk radio station as we know it in North Dakota, okay? And, 1986, 2 years before Rush. So the Andrews Conrad race in 86 was how I cut my teeth on politics in North Dakota. And I was so sad that Mark Andrews got beat by Ken Conrad. I just was sad. I just saw a good man go down to a smarmy political type, you know. And not that Ken Conrad's a bad person, but he's just very different than Mark Andrews as a person. You know what I mean? And anyway, so I kind of got, gosh, that's too bad, and covered it and found out why and got to get under the hood a little bit of the whole Roger Johnson, Earl Pomeroy, Byron Dorgan, Kent Conrad cabal and how they torpedoed Garrison Diversion and getting water to the east for the environmental activists and more worried about, I don't know, some kind of rodent than they are water and, you know, flooding. And I said, wow, that happens? And Mark Andrews actually told me the story one time, and I don't have time for it today, obviously. But my point is this. You know, they were in power for a long time because they were very good politicians. Now we have three Republicans, and they're good politicians, too. But more than that, I think they listen a little better, and I think that's why Kevin Kramer beat Heidi Heitkamp at 11 points. And Kevin Kramer comes on the show every week for an hour, sometimes more, as he did this week. And he says, ask me anything. Don't screen calls. Don't mince words. I even get a little testy with him this week because I thought he was not listening to people. I have a good friend of mine who said, good friend of Kevin's, calls Kevin his best friend in Washington. And he's a household name. He said, I think Kevin has a block up. He's got a block up. I said, what do you mean? He said, knowing what I know about the evidence he's heard about, he's got a block up. Something of that is not getting through to him because it would meet the standard that he said he needs to vote with the president today. Which, by the way, is not crazy. Really, these people are faced with two really bad choices today. Ted Cruz, at one point, 13 senators, I think, were going to object. By the way, I hear that number's down to 3 now. If anybody's seen that, let me know. And it wouldn't surprise me. Tim Scott has come out with a different proposal that sort of split the baby deal, and a bunch of people are going for that. So they won't object, in other words. They're going to go for a different deal. Lankford, Cruz, and others are saying, I'm objecting until you agree to a 10-day review of all the evidence, which I think is the way to go. But don't be too hard on people here because it is two bad choices. It is a difference on the Constitution. I think when you flip the coin and say, how do I decide this? You say, what do people want? What do the constituents of North Dakota want? What do the people that have supported me want? And Kevin Cramer walked on the mall of the United States Capitol, steps from his office, and stood for an hour listening to people. Much of it is on my Facebook page right now. And everybody left there mad at Kevin, but very appreciative that he'd have the guts to go out in a crazy time in Washington and talk to them. And actually talk to them. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for that. I really do.
Calls that were critical of him yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, but I made that point big time. Hey, wait a minute. He stood there and took the fire.
Did Kelly Armstrong do that? Did he come on this show and talk to you?
Nope.
Did he go out on the mall? John Hovind didn't either, but John Hovind did talk to us, and you're going to hear from him coming up, plus our reports from the mall, and then your calls a go-go coming up.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By the railroad tracks, shooting BBs at old beer can.
Back on What's on Your Mind, we are in Washington, D.C. We are here because you can't be there. You know why we are? Listen to Rodney Atkins here. Listen to Rodney Atkins. Go ahead and put it back up, Daniel.
I don't
take a little more Rodney.
Hear anything.
Oh, it's gone already. Okay. Did you hear Rodney Atkins, Todd, the bumper?
For a second there.
Oh, anyway, the bumper song, I heard it. I don't know why you didn't hear it.
Which song was that? I can pull it up here.
These Are My People.
Oh, okay.
And, And that's my point. That's why I'm here. These are my people. Right? I mean, these people that came to Washington, D.C., and the people listening to this program, you know, they think we're weird. Trust me. They think we're whipping things up and we're a bunch of crackpots and everything else. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't, because I know what's in the hearts of these people. I've talked to them. I've seen them. I saw the North Dakotans gathered around Kevin Cramer yesterday praying over him. They didn't agree with one thing he said. There was even a little shouting going on. And it got really testy one time when there was a bunch of people behind him that were not from North Dakota. They just saw somebody with a big mob by him, and they came there and said, yeah, and then we finally had to tell them, the crowd did, hey, we're from North Dakota, he's our senator, you can talk to him when we're done. And they're like, oh, what, we're from America, that's not good enough, you know? And they walked away. But that was the only real contentious stuff. But my point is, these are my people. So they don't agree with Senator Cramer. You know what he did, what they did when he left that gathering?
What happened?
When he walked to his next meeting and said, sorry, folks, got to go, and he took pictures with people, but before that, they clapped for him. And he said, Kevin, I don't agree with you, but it is gutsy for you to be out here, and we thank you for that.
The people that, and I don't know if you've had this, but the people that have been telling me, I'm never going to vote for him again. Okay, wait a minute. You already know who's on the ticket? I would hope if he's the best person on the ticket, you are still voting for him. Don't flunk anybody on just one issue. Yeah, it's a big issue. I get it. But
yeah,
at the same
right,
time,
yeah.
he may
I mean,
still be but, the and very best selection.
It's honestly a conversation for another day, because if people hold that view, we have a lot more problems than we know, because George is gone now. Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven are in the minority. And, you know, to John Hoeven's credit, he landed last night in Washington, D.C. about 10 o'clock. And the last thing he wanted to do was talk to me, and he did, for 10 minutes last night on the phone. I get 14, I guess. I give him credit for doing it, because we said, you know, 10 minutes. I know people just want to know where you're at on this. So here's Senator Hoeven, and then we're going to take your calls about what he said. And I'm still waiting. I'll get Kelly Armstrong on today in a nanosecond. And Chris is trying, but I wanted you to hear from these people and know where they're at, okay? So, Senator Hoeven, first question. Is it too strong to say that this moment we're in right now might be one of the most consequential weeks in this nation's history, if not our lifetime, at least?
You know, clearly it's important, Scott. And, you know, the most important thing is our elections, and that's what we're talking about. And there's a lot of people that are concerned about our election process. So we've got to make sure we're following the Constitution. You know, I can talk, have talked about it. We can talk about it some more. But, you know, we have to continue to work to make sure that we have a good, not only an electoral process that works, that empowers people, but they have confidence in. And actually, one of the things I'm already working on, and you'll see it over the next, maybe as soon as tomorrow, but Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, and I are working on a bill that would take a look at this recent election and, you know, what's going on with the mail-in balloting, you know, what changes have been made. You know,
that you're talking about, that when would that happen, Senator?
Well, we could be able to introduce that bill as soon as tomorrow. That's what we're working on.
No, I'm sorry. I'm asking, when would that review happen? When would that process take place?
Well, we'd have to, exactly. That would be prospective. So it would look at this election and say, okay, what kind of things can we do?
I think that's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, and that's why I like Langford, Cruz, and the other guys right now that are saying, you know what, give us a 10-day review of the evidence now, a mini version of what you're talking about, so we can make this decision before we're done here or before January 20th. Isn't that a bet? Because I get you, if we run this to ground and Joe Biden holds his hand up and puts one on the Bible on January 20th, we need to do something to satisfy, you know, what I believe was a stolen election and what most of your constituents believe was a stolen election. We don't have the smoking gun at this point. We have a heck of a lot of fire and a heck of a lot of smoke, but supposedly not enough because your standard is different than a court. So my question is, your voters, your constituents, your supporters that have voted for you as governor and as senator, they want to know now. So what you know,
sure.
Yeah,
right, Scott. And that's the conversation that I've been having. And that's where the courts come in. And that's where the president has to continue to press his case through the courts.
Are you talking about now? Are you talking still needs to press his case before tomorrow?
Oh, well, not only tomorrow, but that's what he's continuing to do. I think you may have seen that he's got a case now in Georgia where I think one of the courts is taking on the case, and you know, we'll see what they come up with. But understand that in terms of the election, in terms of our Constitution, the way the process works is that for irregularities in elections, that's where you go to the courts and say, okay, the court needs to investigate and make
a decision. I get it. I get it. And, you know, they should have, and so should have the states. And I hope people understand this. I honestly have a great deal of empathy. The states and the courts blew it. Yeah, I mean, they blew it. We know that. But everybody knows that. And now they say, Senator, save me. Save us because you're the last stand. So my question to you is, what would be the harm in not voting in favor of a 10-day investigation period, or even for that matter, to object? What would the harm for you or for North Dakota or for the country be?
Well, as you say, we want the investigation. The challenge, though, is this. What we're talking about is a vote in Congress on the electoral votes of the individual states, and Congress does not have the authority to decide what electoral votes or electoral slate the individual states send us. That's a constitutional power that's provided to the states.
Didn't this happen before? Well, let me give you an example. If the state said, we're going to, I think Mark Levin used this example, extreme example, obviously, but a state says, no black electors. You can't have a black elector. And that comes up to you guys and says, well, they said no black electors, so we're going to accept this. I mean, that's, I grant you, an extreme example, but couldn't you, like, in that case, no, we're not going to do that?
That's where the courts come in. The courts adjudicate, whether it's at the state level, ultimately up to the Supreme Court, you know, whether the state followed its election
law. Remember,
that was the hanging chad case.
I get it, but I'm saying hypothetically, the courts blow it, the states blow it, like they have so far. You're left with this stinky sandwich, and you got to decide whether to eat it or not. But a state said no black electors, you wouldn't certify that. Everybody would object to that. So why can't you object to that without shredding the Constitution? Let's say, hey, I want an investigation.
Because the Constitution provides that that's the responsibility of the courts. And the problem is if the Congress is deciding what the states can send forward for their electoral slate, then Congress is going to decide our presidential elections.
Senator John Hoeven, more of the conversation coming up. I feel your blood pressure rising. Mine did too. I only had 10 minutes, so I did have to interrupt a little bit, but I did it in the utmost amount of respect for you, our audience, to get the answers to the questions you seek. We'll continue it after this. And we're paging Kelly Armstrong. More after this.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Raphael Warnock is projected to have defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler in their Senate runoff race in Georgia, bringing the Democrats within reach of the majority in the upper chamber. NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and the Associated Press called the race for Warnock shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern. Loeffler has not conceded. The Democrat John Ossoff, Republican David Perdue race is separated by only a few thousand votes in favor of Ossoff, with 99% of the precincts reporting. In the 2020 presidential election, Congress meets today for a final tally of the state's electoral votes. Expect the gavel to open the session at 1 p.m. Eastern. Dozens of former lawmakers and opposition activists were arrested Wednesday morning in Hong Kong on suspicion of violating the city's sweeping national security legislation in the biggest crackdown yet since the law was imposed by Beijing last year. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back in the nation's capital, I'm up on Capitol Hill looking down the mall at the massive humanity. It's not to the Capitol yet, but it's a lot of people. If you're not familiar with Washington, all of the fancy white buildings are surrounded, or rather they surround, you know, a green area, and it's called the Mall. And that's where the Martin Luther King March was. That's where the March for Life is every year, which is part personally why I care so much about today. If there was a Democratic president, a Democratic Senate with a tiebreaker, which I haven't covered the Georgia election very well because I wasn't surprised. I didn't even remember to ask Senator Hovind about it last night. I mean, the results weren't done, but I knew they were going to lose. I really did, because if they can steal the election on November 3rd in the same state where they stole President Trump, they're going to do it the same thing on January, whatever it was, 5th. So it didn't surprise me one bit. But anyway, and now you got the House. I'm telling you, unborn babies are at the greatest risk. Unborn babies are at the greatest risk they've ever been with that lineup. Oh, my gosh. So I can't think about next month, next year, the next election. We got to think about today. And if you're a praying person, pray. And the cabbie that dropped me off here, he said, "Who's going to win today?" I said, "I don't know, sir." He said, "I hope Trump." I said, "Why?" He said, "Job, more money, more people in Washington, da-da-da-da-da." I said, "Well, are you a praying person?" He said, "I am. I'm a Christian." I said, "Well, I would repeat these three words, and it's all the prayer you need. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, the power of the holy name is unbelievable. And I don't want to preach to anybody. I'm a radio talk show host, not a preacher. But those three words will help this day turn a lot better than you think it can. And all the worry and anxiety that everybody has, that's twisting them into knots and talking about how many people. Was it 500,000? No, it was a million. No, it wasn't. It was 950. No, only 50 people were there. Who cares? Who cares how many people were here? It matters not. I know how many people care. And thankfully, you're in our audience. And thankfully, we have sponsors like the ND Truck Wash. People that will stand up and say, "I support what you're saying, Scott. And if I don't agree, I sure as heck want your audience to hear my message, because whether they agree or they disagree, they even get to call you. That's pretty special." And it is. And that's why North Dakota Truck Wash, there's Stanley, North Dakota, behind the Pinnacle truck stop there in beautiful Stanley, North Dakota. So if you're traveling Highway 2, east or west, be on the lookout for the ideal place to get quality truck wash services. Detailing, too, by the way. And bring the oil tanks in for a wash. The last thing I'll tell you, you call ahead and they'll be ready for you. Boom. There's your bay. Go. You know, no ridiculously long waits. And if you have to wait 2-3 trucks, even 30, it's worth the wait, because they're going to treat you right. ND Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. I have to also tell you the deal of the day. at Pucklage. They always do this to me. Every car they bring here, I want to buy. It's unbelievable. So Pucklage Chevy Buick GMC is in Bismarck and Valley City. You know Pucklage Chevrolet. Sorry, I think Chevy's better, Todd. Easier for me anyway.
That's why everybody shortened it years ago anyway.
Yeah, right. Yeah, gold standard at Pucklage Chevrolet. They really are. But the Chevy Buick GMC shop, too, in Valley City, they always give me a vehicle every week and say, we're going to give you a good deal. Why don't you sell this? And this is a perfect example. One of the kids going back to school, you want to go to and from work. This is not a high price. Yes, it's 5 years old, but it only has what? How many miles on it? I mean, 35,000 miles. It's a 2015 Chevrolet Equinox LTZ. It's got a nice white color, black leather, chrome trim, big V6, front-wheel drive. It's very clean, very sharp. Got remote start already in, has the heated leather seats, so we've North Dakota-proofed it. Sunroof for the summers. They last about a couple weeks. Backup camera. You'll easily get five folks in it. On the lot at $18,995, but wait, there's more. Tell them you heard it from me. You heard it on the radio. You drive it home for $17,998. PucklageValleyCity.com. Stop in 721 West Main Avenue, Valley City, or call 800-401-4352. Back to Senator Hoeven. Just use the objection process, Senator Hoeven. How about that? Just use the objection process to get what you tell me you want, and I believe you do, a fair review of the evidence before January 20th. What say you?
If you look at, you know, if you look at Article 2, if you look at the 12th Amendment, if you look at the Electoral College Act of 1887, you'll see that all of what they do is the Congress counts the electoral rolls, and then if there's conflicting slates, so like if a state would send up two slates, and that's the old case that you were referring to, is if you have conflicting slates sent up, then Congress would make that determination. But as far as a state following its election laws, that is the power of the courts under the Constitution.
I don't know. I get you. I hear what you're saying, and I get that. I mean, Kelly Armstrong said to vote the way North Dakotans want him to vote would be unconstitutional. Do you think it's as cut and dried as that?
Yeah, I think that really the Constitution does provide that they purposely don't allow Congress to do that, Scott, or Congress would decide our elections. And we don't want, in North Dakota, we don't want Congress to decide. I mean, the elections are decided by vote of the people through the states. It's not up to Congress to decide those presidential elections. And that's the situation we would get in if the Constitution did not limit that authority.
So what does Ted Cruz, and one of the most kindest, wonderful statesmen I know, Jim Langford from Oklahoma, your colleague, why are they saying, John, you're wrong? You're wrong. Why are they voting differently than you are?
Well, they're looking at it in terms of having the debate in Congress. And, you know, we'll see in terms of the vote. And that'd be a question for you to ask them, because what I've heard them say is, well, we should have this discussion, and we absolutely should have this discussion, but we need to have it in a venue where we can effectuate an outcome, get some things done. Remember, in this case, the Democrat House under Nancy Pelosi would have to vote to take away electoral votes from Joe Biden to effectuate any outcome, even if you went by the congressional limitation, which is very important to conservatives like you and me. You're still not going to get an outcome no matter what, because the Democrat House would never take away votes, electoral votes from Joe Biden.
So I get everything you said, and I understand it. And if I had 100 North Dakotans here, like we're out talking to Senator Kramer today on the mall, and he got a snootful. He got unvarnished criticism, and there were a few folks raising their voice and everything else. The ones that are raising their voice weren't from North Dakota, but the North ones are nice, but they said, Kevin, we hear you. We don't care. We want you to fight like hell for us. You're our last stand. If you don't do it, nobody else is. That's what North Dakotans want, Senator, with all due respect, and I'm sure your phone showed that.
I understand, Scott. I understand. I've talked to a lot of them. You know, I've gotten many calls. I've talked to many. I get it. I'm a Trump supporter. They're Trump supporters. No one's worked harder than Kevin to try to find a way to help with this. But again, you know, we take an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution limits these powers for a very important reason. And you've got these checks and balances for a very important reason. And that is because we're a country of laws, not individuals. And remember, if Congress can decide what electoral space to count and what not to, then control of Congress is going to decide our elections, and that's not what we want.
It's not only what you don't want, it's what the founders didn't want. And we all need to realize that. I am a firm supporter of the 10th Amendment. Without a 10th Amendment, we don't have North Dakota. So I get it. But I also get, you know, as somebody said tonight, you're faced with two bad choices here. And I get they're bad choices. But I'm saying North Dakotans are saying, John Hogan, please, please, please. Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong, please, please, please. They're praying about it. They're going to be on the mall tomorrow in maybe million plus numbers. They want you to fight like the Dickens, and they say, what harm is there in at least hearing some evidence? Please object. I'm going to just ask you two more quick questions. Last one.
Well, we will hear it. Yeah, we will hear that. But and remember, we are fighting. And remember, it's got to be within the context that we support the Constitution of our country.
True. It is. And again, you got Ted Cruz, who's won cases before the Supreme Court, that believes he's doing that tomorrow. And by the way, Jim Lankford, if you could arrange a conversation with us, I'd love to hear the other side and say, well, you know, here's what John Hogan told us. Why are you voting that way? So if you can help me do that, I'd love to hear. Good, Oklahoma guy. I'd love to hear what his actual wish is tomorrow. But what I want to ask you, two final questions. Kevin Cramer, in his statement, I don't have it in front of me, but it said something like, you show me evidence before that vote, I'll change my vote right now. I need an evidence that's at least as close to some court. Just give me one thing, I think Kevin has said. Find me, okay, 7,000 voters in Georgia supposedly voted that were dead. Can you get me the name? Can you get me the date of birth? And can you get me the death certificate? Round that up of 10% of them, and you got something. Now, I don't think every dead voter would change this election, but it would give you an idea what's going on. Same thing with the shredded ballots. I understand the FBI has a trailer in its possession full of either shredded ballots or shredded envelopes. I don't know if it's true, but you could probably call Bill Barr's successor and say, is this true? Because if it is, get somebody from the FBI down here and tell us whether it's true and what do you know about it. Do that kind of work. If you found that between now and your vote, would you change your vote?
Well, Kevin's listening carefully, as he told you, I am too. But you remember two things. One is we've got to operate under the Constitution within the authorities we're given. And, you know, you kind of go by us, Scott. But remember, the courts are there to look at these facts and hear these cases, and they continue to be there, and that is their role.
And good point. I mean, we're still praying that they get it right? I mean, most of these cases have not been fought on evidentiary races. They've been fought on procedural. So even the courts have seen a sliver of this evidence. But I understand, did that change recently in Georgia or something? I think in a federal court in Georgia.
There's a case in Georgia now where they agreed to take it. So, I mean, you know, that process continues.
Right. Last question is, walk us through tomorrow and, like, your day and when you get to a vote and how you think this is going to play out.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a little bit of the weird thing is it's hard to know on the schedule because there's so many moving parts to it. You know, essentially, we start the process, shortly after lunchtime there, and then we originally were together, but then there'll be an objection. Probably the first state that will be objected to is Arizona, and then we'll separate into our respective chambers. There's 2 hours of debate, equally divided between the Republicans and the Democrats in each chamber, and then you go through a voting process, and then you come back in and they continue roll call of the vote. And that's why it's important, Scott, remember, in terms of, yes, this will call some attention to the issue, and we need to be out there talking about it. Americans, you know, want to know what happened and so forth, and we need to continue to work on it. I wanted to talk to you at the outset, but you know that the House is controlled by the Democrats, and you know that they're going to say no. And
we do know. We still want to fight.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I ain't watching TV today.
How in the
bad
world
music can just stay away?
Could the Dow Jones hit an all-time high at 30,821 right now, up 400-some points, when Donald Trump is the president, when there's all this unrest? What do we know that we don't? Because Donald Trump's responsible for that. Go look at what the stock market did the day after the election in 2016. Now, I think everybody uses the stock market for their own personal political benefit when it looks nice, and they blame somebody else when it's down. I get that. 100 people are going to email me right now and say, yeah, well, what about this? What about that? And oh, wait, it's only because of Biden elected, and oh, that's because Georgia lost. That's why it's up. Donald Trump is the reason it's 30,000. I'll go to my grave believing that. And I believe if this turns into Joe Biden, by the way, the stock markets love Joe Biden. He's sucked up to the banks. So they're not worried about Joe Biden, but there's a bunch of crazy enough people in the Senate and the House. Elizabeth Warren be a good example. She might be secretary of whatever. Look out, banks. So at some point, trust me on this one thing, that sucker is going to go the other way. I'll leave that to Brian Kronk and the pros of Collins and Kronk, but I'm telling you, that's what I think. We have a few seconds left of Senator Hovind's interview, and then it's your turn. The only thing we'll preempt our callers for the rest of the show is President Trump speaking at the mall, scheduled now for about 1 hour from now. Hope he gets on before the show, but it's supposed to be, I'm sorry, not 1 hour from now, but 20 minutes from now. I'm guessing it'll be an hour from now, but we'll see. 701-258-0550. What's for lunch is probably the question you're asking about home, back home, and you got a lot of options. Kind of depends on where you are, because my good friends at PetroServe USA serve up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience every day. So let's take Yulin, Minnesota. If you have to be there today, I'd pull into the PetroServe, and I'd have a good old-fashioned chicken pot pie. If you're in and around Fargo, macaroni and beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Alfredo Ravioli, 12th and I-29. If you're a bit north to Harwood, I-29, meatball dinner. I'll repeat, a meatball dinner. Who needs a sandwich? Just give me the meatballs and a lot of them. Two sides and a bun come with these things. Home cooked. I'd grab a couple cookies on the way out. I'd maybe get a caramel roll. The Valley Dairy caramel rolls are to die for, and they're at every PetroServe USA store now. And Valley City, if you're on I-94, west a piece from the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, or east a little more of a piece from Bismarck-Mandan, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. There's locations in Bismarck-Mandan. They got great chicken. They got pizzas and two fresh cookies and a pop for $4, PetroServe USA. One of the reasons we're here, because they, too, are fine sponsors of this program. So, to finish up with Senator Cramer and then your reaction to this, you know, we asked him a little bit about the debate process and why it's so important, and he's talking about what happens today. He said tomorrow, but it's today because we did this last night. What about the debate process? What's going to go on there?
Remember, in terms of, yes, this will call some attention to the issue, and we need to be out there talking about it. Americans, you know, want to know what happened and so forth, and we need to continue to work on it. Like I talked to you at the outset, but you know that the House is controlled by the Democrats, and you know that they're going to say no. And so,
I don't care. I don't care, and North Dakotans don't care, right? I mean, we know that. Of course they're going to, but they just don't want you to.
Right, right. And I understand you saying it's about continuing the fight and making sure we're doing what we can. I understand that.
Senator, you've been generous with your time. It's a late night. I kept you 3 hours, 3 minutes longer than I promised I would, and I know North Dakotans are worth it to you. So thanks for the time, and keep up the good fight. We'll see what happens tomorrow, but keep an open mind at least going into tomorrow, would you?
Yes, Scott, and thanks. Good to talk to you, and I know how much you care about these issues and how hard you work on behalf of your listeners. So good to visit with you.
Thanks, Senator.
You bet.
I'm not sure I've had a greater compliment from anyone ever on an interview that I just got done disagreeing with him and interrupting him and everything else I did, which got a little embarrassing at some points, but I just didn't have the time for the long explanation. I needed the short one, and I remain appalled at his answers from the sense that I know what North Dakotans want. His compliment, by the way, is I know how hard you fight for your listeners. And if you know anything about me, you know that's true. That's what I'm here to do. This isn't about me. This isn't about senators or congressmen. I care about you. I honestly do. And I hear from Republicans, and I hear from Democrats. I hear from greeny liberals, and I hear from... But the overwhelming folks are obviously the same place I am politically. But, I met a woman last night who desperately wanted help in Maryland. She was trying to ask Kevin Cramer how she could get food stamps because they've been denying her. And he didn't. He said, you got to go to a county courthouse. She said, what do you... Where? This poor woman. And I talked to her for 10 minutes. Tom Englehart recorded for me, and I said, just give me your number, give me your name, and tell me the problem, and I'll make sure this gets to a senator from Maryland through Senators Cramer and Hovind. You know, I didn't care if she was Republican or Democrat. We'll always help. But remember this. There's two bad choices here. We've got two bad choices. So I don't think John Hovind's evil. I think he's wrong. I don't think Kevin Cramer's evil. I think he's wrong. I don't think Kelly Armstrong is, a bad person. He's a lawyer, for crying out loud. He gets this. But they're not voting for the better of the two bad choices. Here's a text that gets this. Just came in. I won't say the name, but smart guy, knows politics in North Dakota like nobody. He says, Hovind and crew are unbelievable. Treason has been committed, and these guys cite the Constitution trying to act principled, while Democrats lie, cheat, and steal. What would the Founding Fathers say if they witnessed this level of fraud and corruption? I know what they say. I hope they find it by the time they vote. More coming up.
Here's Brian Cronk from Collins and Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins and Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax and let Collins & Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And proved why you should always prepare, far in advance, for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.